Today on Gardening in a Minute, clumping bamboo. Bamboo is a gorgeous, exotic-looking plant that sometimes has a reputation for being aggressive. But there are actually two groups of bamboos, runners and clumpers. Running bamboos grow rampantly and don't stay in one place, but clumping bamboos send up new canes inches away from the existing ones. This characteristic makes them ideal for the Florida landscape. Choose a clumping bamboo whose cold tolerance fits your area. South Floridians have a large and diverse group of bamboo to choose from, but some types thrive in North Florida as well. For best performance, plant your bamboo in full or part sun. Bamboo will tolerate a wide variety of soil types, but for best growth, water and fertilize yours regularly, and don't forget to mulch. For more about bamboo and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, birdhouses. In Florida, 25 species of birds need cavities or holes in trees for their nests. But nest sites for cavity nesters are often in short supply. Birdhouses are one way gardeners can contribute to the health of the bird population. In general, birdhouses should include ventilation holes and a hinge door or other way to easily check and clean out the house. Your birdhouse should have an overhang above the entryway to keep out rain, but also include several small holes to drain away any water that does get in. Attach your birdhouse firmly to a post, tree, or building. Many cavity nesters have specific requirements for their homes, so birdhouses should be targeted to a particular species. Do your research, and they'll flock to your birdhouse. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, antique roses. Antique roses are just what they sound like, old varieties of roses. The American Rose Society defines an old rose as any type introduced before 1867. Antique roses come in a wide range of colors and forms, and many of them are quite fragrant. Most will bloom repeatedly, although some bloom for only 4 to 6 weeks. Antique roses may take much less care than newer hybrid roses, because they're often more tolerant of pests and diseases and can require less fertilizer and water. Some may even be drought-tolerant once established. Antique rose varieties can be found in catalogs, specialty stores, and some nurseries, and can even be ordered online. Pick one that's suited to your area and revel in the beauty and tradition. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, at WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ladybugs. Ladybugs, or ladybird beetles, are a family of insects often considered beneficial to humans because most of them eat other insects that feed on our plants. In Florida, there are about 100 known species of ladybugs. The adults and larvae of most of them feed on soft-bodied insects like scales, aphids, whiteflies, and mites. Ladybug adults are distinctive, round, flying beetles that come in many colors, but the larvae look very different and are often mistaken for pests. Killing ladybugs and other beneficial insects can result in increased problems with the pests they feed on, so be sure to properly identify insects before deciding what to do about them. Use pesticides only as a last resort, and let nature help you control your pest problems. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pre-emergence herbicides. Weeds can be a gardener's worst nightmare. To help keep them in check, use pre-emergence herbicide products. Pre-emergence herbicides are applied before weeds are a problem and keep new ones from growing. They're commonly used in the lawn, but can also be applied to landscape beds. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch will also help keep weed problems down in your beds. Pre-emergence herbicides can be applied in either liquid or granular form and are often specific to particular kinds of weeds. Always read and follow label directions for how and where to apply any pesticides. If weeds are a major problem in your landscape, or to keep weeds from taking over your life, consider using pre-emergence herbicides. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.